In recent years, high-speed computers have drastically altered the way the stock market operates. What's called high-frequency trading has been getting renewed attention thanks to Flash Boys, the latest book from Michael Lewis. In that book, he argues the changes have created a lot of new problems. We're going to take a look now at why. The surge in high-frequency trading has its roots in regulation passed in 2005. NPR's Jim Zarroli says the changes were supposed to benefit investors, but they've had some unintended consequences.
The changes approved by the Securities and Exchange Commission 9 years ago were aimed at promoting competition in the stock market and in the process dragging it into the electronic age. Here was SEC Commissioner Harvey Goldschmidt.
The package of proposals before us today can accurately be described as the most significant modernization of the national market system since the original rules were adopted by this commission in 1975.
At the time, stock trading was still dominated by the NYSE and NASDAQ, but new electronic exchanges were starting up. Those new exchanges could often give investors a better price. The new SEC regulation said that when a stock exchange got an order, it had to find the best possible price for the investor. Chester Spatt is a former SEC economist now at Carnegie Mellon University.
You have to basically go around and look and see, is anybody bettering the price that I'm prepared to offer? And only once I do that, can I then execute the rest of the customer's order?
Under the new electronic trading systems, orders could be processed in a flash, and Spatt says that put a big premium on speed.
You had to basically be certified as fast if you were going to have access to all this. And if you were going to be a serious player, you had to be fast. And this really forced the NYSE to change the way it did business.
Soon, new exchanges were sprouting up everywhere. Today, when an investor places an order, it may get routed through dozens of exchanges, trading platforms, and private markets called dark pools. And over time, traders have been able to exploit the links among the exchanges. They've figured out ways to peer into the other exchanges, see what trades are coming up, and then take advantage of them using ultra-fast computer networks. Eric Hunsetter is the founder of Nanex.
And that's where the speed advantages come into play, because the high-frequency traders are able to detect part of that order executed on one exchange, and before that smart orderado can get the bulk, the rest of those orders to the other exchanges, they've already adjusted their prices.
Critics say these changes have ended up costing investors money and increasing volatility in the market. High-frequency trading firms dispute that, but even within the industry, there's a sense it might be time to pause for a breath. Peter Nobicht is with the Modern Markets Initiative, an industry group.
We've got the data, and I think we need to take a very good look at what's worked and what hasn't.
In fact, the SEC has begun a review of stock market structure to better understand the changes taking place. It's looking into something called Regulation NMS, the 40-year-old set of rules that govern market structure. Eric Hunsetter, a longtime critic of high-frequency trading, says the SEC doesn't need new regulations. It just needs to better enforce the ones it has.
If we had followed that, things would be a lot better than they are today. We haven't really had a chance to see Regulation NMS in action because the regulator is not doing their job.
But the changes that have swept through the markets in the past decade are incredibly complex and difficult to comprehend. And there's a growing sense that it may be time to take a new look at the forces unleashed by the SEC 9 years ago. Jim Zarroli, NPR News, New York.